First of all, what impact will Vontaze Burfict coming back, you know, have on them, and what do you have to expect from him?
He's going to have a huge impact. He's their best defender, or one of their best defenders. He's an outstanding linebacker. He plays in all their packages. And as an offense, you have to account for him, not only in the run game, but in the passing game, and as a blitz pickup game. You have to know where he's at all times.
You talk to your guys about being aware of, you know, any extracurriculars that he might bring to the table. He's put a lot of guys out.
Right. Coach Jackson addressed that on Wednesday, in the Wednesday team meeting, about some of the things that he likes to take part in. And just warned the guys about being smart, playing smart, and making great decisions out on the football team. We don't want to get in a situation where we're responding second and being the one that gets caught, and all of a sudden you're playing behind the chains again and defeating yourself. So we have to be smart and be aware if he likes to participate in those kind of things and make good decisions.
Looks like he's running even harder this year.
He's on a mission. He's on a mission to prove to everyone that he's a very talented football player that can make plays in all situations. And he's been really engaged and focused, not only every week, but especially this week. He's really, playing and practicing at a high level right now.
Why do you think he's on that mission?
I think he's such a great competitor, and he sees a situation where we need him to step up and make even more plays. And I think he's so in tune to what we're doing that he sees that as an ultimate challenge, that they're really relying on me and they need me to make things happen. So I think that's been the big reason.
How impressive is what he's doing, considering you guys, it seems like you put more on his plate this year? You know, we saw in the opener he was really a receiver.
Right.
How impressive is that for him to be able to handle all that mentally?
That's very impressive, because he's a man who's wearing many hats right now for this offense, and he likes having the pressure put on him. He's a guy with not a lot of experience, but he's got more than most of the other young guys. So as a staff, we like to put, you know, more on his plate, because he has the experience, game film, game action, and he has a history of making plays in ball games. So we count on him to deliver a lot for us.
How much of a role he can take on as far as not wanting to kind of make him susceptible to a ton of hits in a game?
No, I think it plays itself out, because he has a role not only first, second down, but third down as well. And because of the presence of Isaiah Crowell, it's never going to be too high. He's going to get just the right amount every week. And some days, some weeks, it's a little bit more because of the two-minute situation, end of half, in the game, because he's our primary back in that situation. But we're not really, really worried about overworking him right now.
Is it difficult to sometimes stay as committed to the run as you guys want to?
No, I think what it boils down to is we communicate in our room that as runners, we have to inspire the play caller to call more runs. We've got to inspire our offensive linemen to block better. And we got to inspire our fullback to block better. We all have a role in it, and whether it's good, mediocre, or bad, you know, we all play a part in that. We got to make great decisions. We got to have great ball placement. We've got to have our eyes in the right spot. So it's up to the halfbacks to inspire the play caller to call more runs by running hard and making good decisions with the football, and the rest will take care of itself. So we're getting closer. I think there's evidence of that in last week's ball game, that we're getting close, and we just have to stay on the grind, stay positive, keep working hard, and more importantly, doing the right things out on the football field.
How good is that Bengals front, you know, specifically Geno?
He's outstanding. He's one of the best at his position, and not only in the AFC, but in the entire National Football League. So he's a guy that you have to account for the moment you step on the field. He plays in all situations. He's an impact player, and he's a one-man wrecking crew. He can disrupt your run game by himself. So he's a guy that you got a game plan week in and week out, and this week's no different. We've got a plan in place to try to neutralize him, and we'll see how it turns out on Sunday.
How has Kevin Zeitler been for you guys?
He's been solid. He's worked hard, like the rest of the offensive linemen. He's got a tremendous amount of pride. He's a professional. And they've been going at it from day one of just trying to get better and improve. And I'm looking forward to seeing him face his old team. You know, he knows a lot about those guys. So we're excited to see him Sunday.
When you talk about blitz pickup and the importance of that, I think they had 6 sacks last week. And, you know, Deshaun is learning to get rid of the ball quicker. Just how vitally important is it going to be for everybody to be on point, line, the whole blocking team?
It's always important. We have to be on the same page, and it all boils down to communication. If everyone is on the same page, then it becomes a matchup of wills. You've got to execute your assignment better than they execute theirs. And you're going to lose some because it's the National Football League, and there's a lot of good players going one-on-one. But what you don't want is mental errors, where it's Browns kicking Browns behind by not doing the right thing. So we got to make sure the communication's good. We got to make sure our eyes are in the right spot. And then after that, we got to execute our assignments to the highest level using good technique and fundamentals.